Scano, Sago, hello everyone. It's finally Friday and this is your June 5th podcast, just before we enter the first weekend of the month. This is Lori Davis-Hill, Director of Health Services and Incident Command for Six Nations of the Grand River Pandemic Response under our state of emergency. We have seen quite a bit of information coming out of media outlets about a certain segment of the population that has seen the pandemic cause heartache, pain, suffering, and anxiety for family members, and that's our long-term care homes. That's our topic for today in our wellness area. Today on the podcast, we're going to dispel anything you might hear on TV, radio, social media, or online with someone who's going to set the record straight and put everyone's mind at ease with what's currently happening at our very own Iroquois Lodge. So let's get to it and make welcome Teresa Dupuy, Assistant Director of Care at Iroquois Lodge. Scano, Teresa, thank you for being here with me today, and let's begin.
Scano, Lori. First of all, I would like to personally thank you, Lori, for your strong leadership and everyone at CKRZ and JACASA for this platform to keep the community informed. Every day I see the passion that people have for their jobs and the difference they are making. From the beginning of this pandemic, Iroquois Lodge has been two steps ahead. We've always implemented recommendations before they became mandatory. Starting in March, we set up a 24-hour screening station at the front desk. We are fortunate to have volunteers from health services to man the desk. Initially, it started with the basic questions and hand hygiene, but as we learned more about COVID-19 and what direction the recommendations were heading, we implemented a more thorough screening process. Today, our screeners wear full PPE. All staff and essential visitors have their temperatures taken when they enter the building and when they leave. If you answer yes to any of the screening questions or have a temperature of 37.8 or greater, they are denied access and referred to public health for further recommendations and testing. All people entering the building are required to sanitize their hands and don a mask before entering the lodge. They are required to wear the mask for the entire time that they are in the building. Residents are also screened twice a day by having their temperatures taken. We've done continuing education with the staff, having them complete online training on COVID-19 and infection control measures. We have live demonstrations on donning and doffing, as well as proper hand hygiene. We are doing hand hygiene audits and the correct use of PPE once a month. To help the staff keep informed, we have weekly huddles with each team and have a COVID-19 binder containing all new recommendations from the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care. In April, we implemented that staff only work at one location. Ministry guidelines were changed, allowing nursing students to work as PSWs, and we were able to recruit three nursing students as PSWs. We had all of the residents and staff swabbed mid-April, and now we're starting to swab the staff twice a month. Currently, residents do not require to be swabbed unless they have any symptoms. All swabs that we have done have come back negative. Housekeeping are doing high-touch areas cleaning a minimum of twice a day, and staff are disinfecting their work areas every shift. Before meals and snacks, staff are having residents use hand sanitizer. We added additional sanitizing stations throughout the lodge to improve access. We purchased new laundry and garbage bag containers that have pedals to raise the lids instead of having staff touch it with their hands. We completed three different COVID-19 preparedness checklists. This helped us identify what we were doing well and what needed to improve. To help us find additional gaps or needs, we adapted from the World Health Organization a COVID-19 tabletop session. We had all staff from all areas participate. A scenario was presented, and we would discuss how we would handle it and what equipment we needed. The scenario would get worse. We would discuss again until it became the worst-case scenario. During this tabletop discussion, we discovered that staff were prepared and felt comfortable with their roles, and the feedback that they provided led to additional improvements. We did two sessions to ensure input from the greatest number of staff. A report was completed and sent to leadership. On Mother's Day, we planned a parade for the residents, and it was a great success. Pictures of the parade and also pictures from what is going on in the community during this pandemic have been posted throughout the home. A newsletter was sent to the family members to encourage families to reach out using Skype or other platforms to video chat with their residents. We are still not allowing non-essential visitors onto the property, especially now that the weather is getting better and residents are going outside to enjoy it. Some are gardening and most are just sitting out and soaking up the sun. Having visitors on the property increases the risk of exposure to COVID-19, so please stay home. I realize this was a lot of information to share, but the takeaway message is this. We at Iroquois Lodge are doing everything we can to keep COVID-19 out of the home while adapting to maintain the quality of life for our residents. Thank you.
Teresa, thank you again for being here with me. It sounds like you have things well under control. I mean, there's always a risk, but we're doing the very best we can.
Yes.
We as people of Six Nations, as everyone knows, view our elders as community treasures and knowledge keepers. And this is why we have taken these extraordinary steps for their protection, and we always will. Let's remember that knowledge is empowering, and elders with their stories, through them we maintain our knowledge of our history and we get the power to create our best future. Let's look at our numbers. The province tallied 356 new cases yesterday, and we still continue to monitor the Haldimand-Norfolk area and that outbreak. At home, Six Nations stands at 14 cases of COVID-19. We have currently one active case, and 12 are now better or recovered. To date, we have had one death among our total case count. At present, 788 people have been tested. 749 of those have tested negative, and we are waiting on 25 test results. 67 people are self-isolating on the advice of Michigan Public Health. And outwardly, Mississaugas of the Credit remains at one positive case reported. Haldimand-Norfolk Public Health Unit reports 389 cases, 139 are considered recovered, and 31 deaths. Grant Public Health Unit reporting 111 positive cases, 102 resolved, and 4 deaths. Hamilton Public Health Unit reporting 715 total cases, 542 are resolved, and 40 deaths. And the Toronto Public Health Unit reports 11,835 total positive cases, 9,131 are resolved, and 883 deaths. We know with the public unrest in the United States and across the world has caused a wave of emotions that have also resulted in mass gatherings here in Ontario. However, we continue to advise that we are still in the stage of a pandemic that has not receded. Please avoid large gatherings. We do not want this wave of emotion to turn into a wave of new COVID-19 cases. Testing means one thing. We can track any outbreak. We can keep you and your family safe, and testing is free. Call the Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center, and that simple phone call starts the process. From there, you will schedule an appointment. The COVID-19 hotline is open 7 days a week to take your calls. Get tested even if you have the mildest or simplest of symptoms. The Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center can be reached at 226-446-9909 or toll free at 1-855-977-7737. Again, I want to stress that it's important to keep track where you go and who you see on a daily basis. If you do become sick, you will be asked about the past 2 weeks and specifically the last 48 hours before you start to have symptoms. This helps us to identify where you might have picked up the virus and where it might have spread. Continue to keep Six Nations healthy and moving forward by wearing a mask in public, keep physical distancing, wash your hands frequently, and clean high touch areas often. Yes, masks do protect. They protect the both of us. So, why are not a lot of us wearing them? You know, let's look at masks differently, and let's consider it a fashion trend. Let's make them cool and fun and start this trend together. Before we meet up again for the weekend, I want to give you an update on our Tom Longboat events of yesterday. We will be posting winners for the Get Active Challenge via video on the Healthy Six Nation page. And as this morning, as of 10:15, we had 44 submissions for the challenge. The organizers will be compiling all of the photos and creating a video to post either today or tomorrow. And I'm told that the participant photos are amazing. Also, remember, there's still time to enter the Youth Poster Contest, submitting a picture of their poster of what Tom Long will be. That can be done in any medium, and you will send that picture to spaulus@sixnations.ca. Youth from ages 0 to 18 have until June 15th at 4 p.m. to submit. Once the contest closes, those winners will be also posted to Healthy Sixney and contacted via the email used to submit the poster. We really want to thank everyone for their participation in our virtual events this year and hope to see you live next year. Before we leave, a couple of announcements. The Ganeos Health Center COVID-19 operations requires that you call for an appointment. You can reach Oswego Medical Clinic or Lab at 519-445-2251 or the Oswego Public Health Office for immunizations at 519-445-2672. When you have booked an appointment, you will be authorized entrance to the building and go through an active screening process to identify symptoms. If you do not have an appointment, you will not be given access. Again, the numbers are 519-445-2251 to reach the Oswego Medical Clinic or the lab, and 519-445-2672 to reach Oswego Public Health. Public Works continues to welcome donations of homemade masks, and for more information, you can call 519-445-4242. And if you or a member of your family would like to connect with the Six Nations Mobile Crisis Service, you can do so by phone at 866-445-2204 or 519-445-2204. That's available 24/7. By text, you can reach them Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4 at 226-777-9480, or by live chat on the Six Nations COVID-19.ca website, Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4. Please remember our frontline workers here on Six Nations and around the world. Please stay home for them. Please stay home for all of us. Stay well and stay safe. Niawa.